One of the more challenging aspects of being a priest, I think, is especially when you do teaching and preaching. And the reason it's challenging, first of all, of course, it's because you have to understand the theology and the whole background of it. But the more challenging aspect is then to try to communicate it when you know the congregation is not only in mixed ages, but also mixed levels of commitment. I've been reading a book that I think that is making me think again through an issue, this issue that I've been thinking a lot about. The book is called Forming Intentional Disciples. Now, if you think about that book, just the title implies that there are unintentional disciples. Now, what would an unintentional disciple be? Well, you can translate unintentional disciple to, shall we say, cultural Catholics. I talk to a lot of people, and a lot of times I hear when I say I'm trying to find the religious level of the person, and I ask the question, are you Catholic? And the response I get is interesting. A lot of times I get the response, I was raised Catholic. And now how you interpret that is always very interesting, because I was raised Catholic. I think what the person is saying to me, I'm not currently practicing my faith. But at the same time, those people are baptized. They most frequently have received the sacraments not only of baptism, but they've made their confirmation and they've made their first communion. And so, as a pastor, I'm entrusted with helping people, all of us, become deeper disciples of Jesus. Now remember what a disciple is. A disciple is a student. And so if we're students, what's the course? Well, the course is how to be a human being the way God intended us to be human. And the reason we follow Jesus is because part of our understanding as Catholics is that the human race is all messed up. And I don't think that that's a teaching that is very much in doubt. All you got to do is open the paper or listen to the radio to know that the human race isn't what it was cracked up or you're supposed to be from the beginning. And so a lot of us are baptized, confirmed, First Communion, but I don't know that we could go to the level of saying that we are intentional disciples. It's to say I was raised in this church. So, you know, here's an interesting statistic I read. The second largest religious group in the United States are ex-Catholics. The second largest religious group are ex-Catholics. So that's telling me, and I've always struggled with this. Every time, you know, we have confirmation classes and First Communion classes and stuff like that, my stomach turns. Because I see kids that are correctly being pushed by their parents, you know, to go through this. But you can tell that there's nothing, that there's no intentionality, you know, coming from the person. Now, please understand, I don't want to make this, there's an argument on both sides that you have to, you know, make kids do some of this stuff for their own good. But I guess for us as adults, it brings up the question of, okay, we were raised as Catholics, or most of us were. Some of you may be converts when you were older. But a lot of us were raised as Catholics. The question still stands, am I an intentional disciple of Jesus? Or am I just a Catholic that goes to church every once in a while, or goes to church, but the level of my discipleship of Jesus is not there yet? And I say yet because until I, in my own life, I went through a crisis when I was 20 years old. I was raised Catholic, but, you know, I've often kind of humorously said that I remember sitting in my, I went to Catholic school, and I remember sitting in religion classes, and I remember the nuns and the priests telling me that Jesus loved me. And of course, I would sit there, I wouldn't say a thing, because man, those, in those days, the nuns were, you know, they were tough. I wish they still were. But anyway, I wouldn't say anything, but in my head, I was thinking, Jesus loves me. That's nice. That was it. That's nice. Or, Jesus died for you. And I would think, I didn't ask him to do that. I mean, thank you, but so what? I mean, it's your problem. I didn't need that. And so I was culturally Catholic. My parents were Catholic. But I didn't get it. And I know a lot of times people, and especially when I preach, I know a lot of times that people, there's a large group that say, that basically say, well, that was a nice sermon, or in my case, it was too long. You know, that's a critique I get regularly. I've heard it 1,000 times. But there's a difference, and I think all I'm trying to do in this homily is acknowledge the transition that has to happen between cultural Catholicism and intentional Catholic discipleship. Now, why do I say that? Did you hear what Jesus said at the beginning of the gospel? I mean, it should shock you a little bit. If you love your mother or your father more than me, you're not worthy of me. If you love your son and your daughter more than me, you are not worthy to be my disciple. Now, granted, the word love there does not mean affection, okay? You're not supposed to walk around thinking of Jesus and going, I love you, I love you so much. You know, I can't live without you. That kind of affection or that kind of romantic love. That's not what Jesus is talking about. For Jesus, the word love means, and he said it, if you love me, keep my commandments. There's nothing about how you feel. Don't tell me you love me, and then don't listen to me. Love for Jesus means that you do what he says and that he is first and foremost in terms of who you listen to in making decisions of your life. And I think that that is the definition of an intentional disciple, where a person, you have all kinds of relationships, but where a person comes to the decision that no matter what happens in my life, I would always ask, well, how can I imitate Jesus? How, that old saying, what would Jesus do? And that you find yourself directed more and more, not by what people might think of you, or what's going to get you more money, or what's to your self-advantage. Those things are secondary. What is it that God wants me to do? Now, that doesn't mean you can't have preferences, okay? Because God wants you to have preferences. I've met people who are constantly wanting to do what God wants them to do, down to the point of silliness. You know, I actually met many years ago a person who prayed every time they went to the grocery store for God to help her to choose the right meals. Okay? I think that goes a little too far. Okay? I think there's a certain amount of God saying, what do you want? We're not robots. But I think in the general direction of your life, an intentional disciple is not just a disciple that goes to church. I think that's a level, that's kind of a cultural Catholic who goes to church. And that's good. That's okay for now. Remember I think it was a Pharisee who goes up to Jesus and says, what must I do to be saved? And Jesus says, you know what to do to be saved. Keep the commandments. And then the man goes, I've done these all through my childhood. What should I do? And then Jesus says, if you want to be perfect, and then he says, sell all you have and come follow me. So Jesus himself acknowledges that there's going to be different levels of people that are disciples of Jesus. I think where the distinction between the different levels of discipleship is that a person should never be content at staying at, you can begin as a cultural Catholic, but I think it would be very wrong to stay at that level and think that it's normal and that it's okay. It would be like, let me give you an example of what I think it would be like. A little boy or a little girl, 5, 6 years old, they're playing kickball. And the ball goes out into the street. And the little boy stands, and somebody says, why don't you go get it? And the little boy says, the little girl says, my mommy told me not to do that, not to cross the street, to call her. Seems appropriate, doesn't it? Now, imagine that the kid's 10 years old, and the same thing happens. And the kid hears again, why don't you go get the ball? And the kid responds, my mommy told me not to do that, that I should call her. Well, okay. It's starting to get a little weird, but okay. It's okay. Now the kid's 15 or 16. They're playing kickball and the ball goes into the middle of the street. Why don't you go get it? Someone says. And the kid says, my mommy told me not to cross the street, to go get her. It's starting to sound a little sick, What was appropriate at one level is not appropriate when a person gets older. And needless to say, if a guy's 30 years old and the ball goes across the street and he says, I can't go get it because my mommy told me not to, he needs some real help. Right? It's the same answer. But what has happened is there should be a development. There should be a development. Just as an aside, by the way, this is an aside. Whenever I talk to people, especially teenagers, about smoking weed or marijuana, there's a commercial that I love. I wish I had it, because it's two guys, obviously in their mid-40s, and they're sitting next to a window, and they're trading a joint. One goes like this, the other one says, and then one says, I don't know why they say marijuana is bad for you. I've been smoking for 30 years, and I'm fine. Not a problem. It hasn't affected me at all. And then from downstairs, you hear a scream, which obviously is his mother saying, Johnny, when are you going to go up and get a job? And he exhales. He says, okay, Ma. Okay, I will. Of course, the problem is, nothing has happened. He is stuck. And the marijuana basically just kept him stuck at a developmental level of a teenager. Right? Nothing has changed up here. That can happen with faith. With faith, I think there is a certain amount of personal responsibility. And Jesus is very clear when he says, if you love, that means if you listen to X, Y, Z, put whatever you want in there, more than me, you're not worthy of me. I think as a person gets older, that a person has to, you don't have to wait till you get older, but a person has to begin to make the transition. When you begin asking yourself the questions, what's my life all about? What makes my life worthwhile? What am I leaving behind? When I die, will this world be a better place? What is my legacy? And if you have children, what kind of example have I been to my children? Have I begun to be or become an intentional student of Jesus, to where I give witness that I am a disciple and not just a cultural Catholic? And I think there is a distinction between the two. There is. And I've seen older people, sadly, older people that are still just cultural Catholics, that haven't progressed. And they remind me of that little boy saying, well, why do you do that? And all I hear is sometimes, well, I don't know. That's what they taught me when I was in religion school when I was little. And I want to go, you know, this is what you've done with your life. And so I really believe that we need to take Jesus seriously, and especially the hard sayings of Jesus, because you and I are going to be judged. And I think one of the criteria may be spiritual laziness or intellectual laziness that keeps us back and sort of buffered and doesn't make you push forward to become an intentional disciple of Jesus. I was listening to a commentator, and he said, don't you find that shocking that Jesus says, unless you love me more than your mother and father, than your son or daughter? He said, imagine that you have a professor, and it's your first day of class, and you stand, and you're a student of that professor, and the professor says, when he enters the first day of class, unless you love me more than your mother, your father, and your son or your daughter, get out of this class. You've got to decide. The guy is either arrogant, crazy, or maybe he's God. And that's already occurred. Okay? So, I know, the gospel today is a challenge. It's a challenge to us to kind of locate ourselves. Are we intentional students of Jesus? Or are we just going to church? Because going to church is just going to church. It's like going to school and just sitting in class, but not paying attention. Or not doing your homework, not doing any outside reading. You can say you're going to class, but you're not getting anything out of it because a student is supposed to study. If you don't study, then you may be a student, but a student in name only. And I think that's what's called cultural Catholicism. So that's all. It's just a matter of recognizing that it's a challenge for us and that intentionality takes effort. You can't just sit back. Intentionality says, I have got to learn. I have got to be a student. I have got to learn how to shape my life the way Jesus shaped his. I have got to learn how to be a disciple of Jesus. It's a challenge, and it's a moral question that Jesus places before us.